the international program service station PCG, Hilversum, the Netherlands. This program is specially directed to our listeners in Holland, Michigan, in the United States of America, where thousands of people are having their annual Tulip Time Festival for the second time after the war. We want you to know, you, Hollanders, how nice you think it is that you keep up this fine tradition. At this moment over here, our Vikings are in full bloom. At the same time, you, over there, some thousands of miles away, are decorating your beautiful town with fine houses and 2,000 jumpers with those same flowers for which Holland is so famous. There's something symbolic in this. It is proof of a deeply rooted kinship between your people and ours, ties that date back now for exactly 100 years. We from the Netherlands want to tell you how happy we are for having such good friends at the other side of the ocean, and we want to send you our very best wishes for your Tulip Festival. The first of us to do so will be Mr. Walter Rosen of the Associated Plant Growers of Holland and Holland. Several of you will know him, because he has been to Holland, Michigan himself quite recently. So, Mr. Rosen, I don't think I need to introduce you anymore.
This is Walter Rosen of the Associated Plant Growers of Holland in Europe. I'm very glad PCJ is giving me the opportunity of congratulating the folks of Holland, Michigan on their 100th anniversary of their typical Holland fair. We must be having a wonderful time just now, where all your tulips are out and hundreds of thousands of visitors from all the parts of the United States have come to see the world-known Tulip Festival. I hope you have the same fine weather as we are enjoying here this week. The daffodils have finished, so have the hyacinths. The thousands of acres of all kinds of tulips along the yellow dunes of our Holland are giving a blaze of color that nobody will ever forget. There are many Americans here, especially army men from the occupied territories in Germany. We all seem to like Holland, and this fills our hearts with pride because they are relatives in the United States and having a wonderful opportunity of getting acquainted with our people in Holland, Michigan, where they will find the same hospitality and, of course, hundreds of thousands of our tulips. As you will all know, 100 years ago, a group of Hollanders, weary of the old Europe, settled down in Michigan, where they stuck to their old traditions. We in the Netherlands have the greatest respect for these people, and we strongly feel our common tie, the tulips, an attraction of the Netherlands as well as of Holland, Michigan. They are a peaceful token of what mankind can achieve for those who have to work in offices and factories and who are fully entitled to enjoy one of nature's precious gifts, the tulips. I would like to advise every American to try and go to Holland, Michigan for the Tulip Festival, and if you ever come to the Netherlands, you must come at tulip time. Thank you, Mr. Rosen. Mr. Rosen was speaking about the bulk fields in the Netherlands, and you probably know that these run along the west coast of our country, near the old city of Haarlem. But maybe what you don't know is that one place in particular is well known for its bulk industry. It's a charming little place called Lisbon. Of course, I'm not forgetting our places like Hillegom and Sassenheim and so on, but I think Lisbon can be considered as being the heart of the bulk district over here. Now, next to me is standing Mr. Willem Lamboy, the Burgomaster of Lisbon. Mr. Lamboy has a special message for Mr. Elmer Stevens, the mayor of Holland, Michigan, and for the population of that town. It is a great privilege to me, being the Burgomaster of Lisbon, the center of this great Belt district, to have the opportunity to congratulate you, Mr. Stevens, with the foundation of your town a century ago. It's a well-known fact to me that one of the demonstrations of your facilities includes a tulip festival, and as the tulip are in full bloom over here at the moment, I must ask you to transport yourself mentally over the ocean to the known country to make a trip to the sweet scenting and gorgeous fields full of tulips, hyacinths, and narcissus. In this time, our area is frequented by a great number of visitors, Dutchmen as well as foreigners, among which, to our great delight, are many Americans, just as before the Second World War. Every day, civilians as well as members of the occupation army were not permitted to sleep to 7 days to them, organized by the Dutch Allied the film committee, arrived to enjoy the marvelous view of the Tulips. So we joined them in Noordwijk, one of our most beautiful seaside towns, from where we start our sightseeing in the Tulips. Immediately after leaving the beach, we see the first flares of our bright colored tulips contrasting against the sand of the downs in the background. The more we reach the center of the district, the more varieties in color from red to white, from yellow to purple, or from the lovely colored pink pearl to the black of the queen of the night. All this against the background of fir trees or an old Dutch window. The mosaics of flowers are they beautiful, not one or two, but lots of them, nearly in front of every house, artfully designed in a wonderful mixture of colors, symbolizing the trade with foreign countries, the post-war recovery of war, or the separate professions. At last, we sail with a can of passengers barge through the typical Dutch canals, who are for this purpose specially designed observation posts, from where we enjoy the panorama of the bright contrasting colors as far as one can see. For the garden clubs in the USA, the MGM is producing a color picture to give you an impression of this mighty splendor. The most beautiful impression, however, you will get by visiting in 1948 the great Tulip Festival, for which I have the honor and the pleasure to invite you all. Thank you, Mr. Lamboy. I don't know, listeners, if it is news to you in Holland, Michigan, but the city of Amsterdam has set up a special committee for the celebration of your centennial. They have been thinking of the most appropriate way of expressing their feelings of friendship and sympathy towards you, and at long last it was decided that Amsterdam should present the city of Holland, Michigan with a genuine Dutch barrel organ of Draaikorpel. Here's Mr. Dirk Udig, very well-known ship owner of Amsterdam, director of the Royal Netherlands Steamship Company, and chairman of the Amsterdam Organ Committee, to tell you some more about it.
How nice it is just to have a short chat with you about the organ. It was the burgomaster of Amsterdam who asked me to be the chairman of the committee, and nothing gave me more pleasure because his wish to demonstrate you our friendship is a command to me. But what is a street organ? Draaiorgel, in Dutch word, spearman, it is a national musical instrument worked by a turning handle, giving a delightful popular music by organ pipes, in which children and all people round about the streets take great pleasure. They even dance around it, along the beautiful Amsterdam streets and canals, inspired by the music. A most typical Amsterdam amusement. And I even remember at school, when we as boys invited Clyde, the organ grinder, who played under the school window to disturb the lesson. The schoolmaster now, and didn't feel a compromise to have the men moved away. I can tell you still much about the organ, but I hope it will be my own pleasure, given to the state of business, to offer you a born Michigan as a token of historic friendship, a real Amsterdam street organ moved about on a real barrel. So I will say to all of you, au revoir. Now, I'd like to introduce to you Mr. Tom Cook, my very active secretary of the committee.
When I had the real pleasure to visit Holland, Michigan in September last year in as a government official, to advise our friends in Holland as to what could be done to make that museum a further success, I was so impressed by your friendly feelings towards the old fatherland that I felt that the citizens of my native town Amsterdam should give you this proper token of their presence. What would I do? Suddenly, I remembered from my boyhood that real pleasure we had, and I still have it, when we listened to the delightful street music of Amsterdam and Straatsburg. My decision was taken. Returning home, I suggested to our Rotterdam that the population of Amsterdam should demonstrate their feelings to you by collecting in small individual gifts as funds we offer to you a real Amsterdam Straatsburg or Yaman. And our Bürgermeister at once enthusiastically agreed.
And now, in case you don't know what a real Amsterdam wall sounds like, we are going to let you hear one. Here it is. I'm going to go to the hospital. southern star of station PCJ, north of them, the Netherlands. From the Netherlands, on the occasion of the Tulip Time Festival in Holland, Michigan, in the United States of America. The music you are hearing now stems from a typical Dutch barrel organ, or dry orgel, such as the one being presented to Holland, Michigan by the City of Amsterdam at Centennial in the month of August this year. We in the Netherlands have a great admiration for what has been achieved in Holland, Michigan, during those 100 years.